Roll back the clock 250 years, and this city's population might rival some of the largest towns on the East Coast, yet it was in the middle of the wilderness. Where is it? The answer, brought to you by Farmers Feeding the World. I'll co-host their TV special this Friday on Ag Day. Check local listings or go to farmersfeedingtheworld.com. Kaskaskia, Illinois was established in 1703, one of the first European outposts in the Mississippi River Valley.
The center of the village was the Catholic Church, because it was the French Catholics that came in and settled this Mississippi Valley. And the French Jesuits established a mission with the Kaskaskia Indians in 1675.
Emily Lyon says the church remained an important part of the area, even as the community went from French to British to American control during the 1700s. The first brick church was built here in 1714. This congregation traces its roots over three centuries.
We still have the old hand-carved wooden altar, which dates to probably before 1720, and the hand-carved stations on the wall, too, the frames also. So we still have all those, and we keep them, and then we get many visitors.
The city grew and became a very important place in what was then the far western United States.
Kaskaskia was the largest city west of the Alleghenies for many years. In 1809, it was the territorial capital of Illinois. Then 1818, it became the first state capital of the state of Illinois.
There were about 7,000 people living in the city at the time of statehood. Today, the former capital of Illinois is the second smallest incorporated town in the state.
Today, we have maybe about 75 that do, but it's a farming area. In all farming areas, the machinery gets bigger and the population gets smaller.
Traveling the Countryside, and brought to you by FarmersFeedingTheWorld.com. In Kaskaskia, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.